www.jimmyandjerry.com. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of cool stuff on that website, including the updates section. You click, sign up, just takes maybe a couple minutes
to
sign up.
Where is it on the front page?
There's a navigation bar on the left side, which shows you all of the different things that you can do on the website. And it's the link that says updates. Click that, you sign up, and then whenever there's something new in regards to this show, I will send you an email, and you'll know about it before anybody else. So if we're, you know, changing our time slot, you'll know about it first. If
motivating indeed.
If we're putting a new Shriner up on the website, you'll know first. So there you go. Log on to freetalklive.com.
And you know what? Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's toll free, 888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org is definitely the place to go. So we've been talking about security, or the lack thereof, or the supposed security that we have in this country. The TSA, big joke that they are, the $5.8 billion joke on us. Basically.
It's funny.
Yeah. Like a practical joke.
And we've been hearing stories from you and stories from people on the internet. And we, again, the phone lines are open about that. But this show can go anywhere. You can talk personal issues. You can talk politics. You can even change the topic at any time. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So dial on in at 1-800-259-9231. Manwich, what's going on with this national ID card thing?
Well, I've got a AP news item here that I pared it down a little bit to try to make it tolerable for the radio. The federal intelligence overhaul that became law last month, while creating a new national intelligence director and beefing up border patrols, also aims to close loopholes for identity fraud that some of the September 11 terrorists used to get aboard the jets they hijacked. Privacy advocates warn that the new federal standards for driver's licenses will effectively create a national ID card.
So wait a minute, I missed a little bit of that. Did you say they passed? This is passed. This is law, like we said before.
Yes.
This is official, but it hasn't been set yet. The standards haven't been set yet, correct?
Correct. Okay. It's a law that they can set standards, and now they're setting standards.
Right. They have a window, I think, of time where they have to set those standards.
Privacy advocates warn that the new federal standards for driver's licenses will effectively create a national ID card, centralizing information that can be misused by letting the government track the whereabouts of innocent people.
So basically, it will still say Florida or New York or whatever your state is. Your driver's license will still say those, you know, still look as though it is a state driver's license. But in fact, all of the information on said driver's license will be federally mandated. It will all be tied into a federal linked database.
There'll be a template, and that way the information can be used by the Fed to.
They didn't want to make it obvious. They didn't want to make it obvious to the average Joe Schmo. They wanted to make it sneaky.
Right.
You know, they don't want you to know that they're making this sudden change and having this huge national ID card. They want you to not really pay attention.
Well, thank God for revelations in the Bible, because
what?
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with him on that. As much as I don't, I'm not, you know, religious, and I don't prescribe to most religious beliefs. Yeah, definitely.
That whole number of the beast thing has kept that particular, this particular legislation at bay.
Well, yeah, because so many people are paying attention because of revelations, right? Because if it wasn't for revelations, all those religious types would probably be just as ignorant as everyone else.
I wish John would have gone ahead and said, the government's going to chip away at your rights little by little and turn you into a mindless slave in the midst of this. I wish he would have said that too, because he really would have done us a big service instead of that whole number of the beast, forehead, right hand thing.
Good point. I'll agree with that as well.
besides that, okay, privacy. Excuse me, I lost my.
There's no excuse for you, Manwich. 1-800-259-9231.
All right, government officials say they're just making the cards more secure, and that the worries.
Just like our airports are more secure.
Worries are overblown. There's a strong sense of protection of privacy that will.
Yeah, there's no draft coming.
Doge.
Same attitude. Oh, don't you worry about this.
That reminds me. You know, I brought up those student ID things earlier that they're doing, that they're just starting to issue all students.
To high schoolers.
Everywhere. Yeah, these high schoolers. It's also included in they're forcing the Selective Service registration in the same card.
Mm.
Oh, look at that. Why would they be, they're not bringing...
No, come on. Go, move on. Nothing to see here.
Okay. There's a strong sense of protection of privacy by all the administrators of the DMV records.
I bet.
Yes.
That's why
we know the value of the information we've been entrusted with. This is George Tattern of the North Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles.
I'm sorry. Didn't they find within the past few years that, I don't know if this is all around the nation, but I thought it was Florida. Didn't they find that Florida's DMV was selling your information?
Yep.
Oh, they're real concerned with your privacy.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're still selling people's information.
Yes.
You have to go to the site and
tell them not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, government officials,
so they're concerned with your privacy only if you want them to be, right? You have to let them know that you're concerned with your privacy, therefore
they just want you to be who you say you are. The small provision of the massive intelligence overhaul doesn't take effect immediately. It requires a year and a half of deliberation by state and federal officials and others. States can opt out, refuse to make changes to their driver's licenses that will be required under the federal law, but the licenses will be useless for any federal purpose,
right,
from getting benefits to boarding an airplane guarded by federal screeners.
Or even getting on any federal property, period.
Yeah, yeah. Many of the laws specifics have not yet been decided. Will licenses include biometric information like fingerprints or retinal scans?
I'm sorry, I want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I just had a brain flash there on this. I mean, we're all going to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Right.
And you read that. Okay, so we're cool there. The Free State Project, 20,000 people, freedom lovers, liberty lovers, going to be moving to New Hampshire to make a difference, to be activists for freedom. Now then, if New Hampshire says no to these specifications,
right,
that, as you said, will make it so the feds, you can't get on federal property.
Right.
Okay, you can't take part in any federal programs if your state government says no to these specs on the card. Well, why don't we create a law in New Hampshire that says all federal government offices have to do X, Y, Z, otherwise we're going to throw your ass out of the state. You know, something to where, like, okay, you don't want to let people into your offices? Well, we've decided to stop letting you have offices in our state. You see what I mean? Like, basically trump them.
Yeah.
Say, okay, you want to play hardball? Here you go. You have to leave now. You can go move to Massachusetts or Vermont or Maine, but no more federal government offices allowed in the state of New Hampshire. Could we do that?
We could. Yeah, absolutely could.
Because if they can do this, why can't we do that?
Shut down the post office and kick them out.
Yeah.
Shut down all the federal buildings. Put state militia there.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's fighting back for you, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
You have to put state police, but yeah. There is no state militia, but yeah, you could put state police out front.
You could have a state militia if you wanted to, but yeah, the state police would be more authoritative against the federal government, sure. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be interesting.
Good times coming soon in New Hampshire.
I want to just build a small model of a post office and burn it in effigy.
Okay.
All right. National IDs.
1-800-259-9231. Sorry,
you
I keep
have
losing
comments.
My spot.
That's all right.
Let's see. You were talked over my whole, many of the law specifics have not yet been decided. Will licenses include biometric information like fingerprints or retinal scans? Will machine-readable... mean barcodes or radio frequency identification systems in which a tiny computer chip transmit data that can theoretically be used to track location.
It seems quite clear to me the enemy in this United States is not terrorists. It is the United States federal government. And I absolutely agree with our callers earlier. This needs to be fought and fought hard. So stay tuned because we'll bring you the details as we learn them. 1-800-259-9231. We also want to hear from you about anything. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent, per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can literally take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on and grab the archives on the house, freetalklive.com. We've got the last 6 days' worth of the show fully archived and described, and it's easy. Just log on right there at the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Click on the hour you want. Click on all the hours for the past 6 days.
It's a big value.
That's right.
Any other?
Costs you nothing.
Yep, that's right.
That's the biggest value, I guess, right? 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the new national ID card legislation, which was part of the, wasn't it part of the security bill or the, oh no, it was the intelligence bill,
right,
or so they called it. And they have mandated there's a certain period. I don't know what it is. It probably mentions it in the article.
Year and a half.
A year and a half, 18 months. That's what I thought it was. Yeah, they have 18 months, probably from the passing of the bill or maybe from January 1st or something like that, 18 months in order to come up with these standards, these government national standards for your your state ID card or your state driver's license. And if your state refuses to adopt the standards, well, they can refuse it, but then anybody who has a driver's license from that state will be refused access to federal property, which includes airports,
yeah,
unless it's a private airport, obviously, refused access to anything federal. So there's going to be a huge incentive for the state governments to go along with this. Plus, the state governments, they probably aren't mentioning it, the state governments will probably have funding cuts as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
They probably will get dropped from federal programs, which is what I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see New Hampshire, the free state, just withdraw from all sorts of federal Department of Transportation programs.
Be nice to see.
I you know, and a lot of people, I think, would freak out. How are they going to do anything with the roads and all the services that the federal government provides? No. And it would probably be like, I mean, by the end of like 10 years, you'll like look around and the roads in New Hampshire will be paved with gold.
You know, they were just doing something, the New Hampshire Underground, and you can reach them at nhunderground.com. They just did something over the weekend, actually, on the border of Massachusetts and New Hampshire. They had one of the New Hampshire Underground members chained to a pole, and they had signs like, escape from Massachusetts, or escape to New Hampshire, or something like that. Basically, the idea was to have the Massachusetts residents who were driving into New Hampshire to do their weekend shopping, because everybody wants to shop in New Hampshire.
Right.
There's no sales tax. And so to kind of get that message out to the Massachusetts residents, and they freed him from his Massachusetts slavery, he then crossed the border into New Hampshire, where he strapped on a pistol to open carry, and he then like rode on the back of a motorcycle or without a helmet, and but he did five different things that would have been illegal on the Massachusetts side of the border within 5 minutes, basically.
Wow.
On the New Hampshire side of the border, and they were just trying to make a point. And the point was, you know, the point was made.
They're so freer in New Hampshire.
They are freer in New Hampshire. And he's still alive, because even though he took all those risks, he's still alive today to talk about it. So lots of good stuff going on there.
Do you want to hear the rest of this article?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Advocates in Congress were given a big boost by recommendations from the September 11 Commission, which noted that the ease with which terrorists gained licenses. Still, language the House approved that would have barred driver's licenses for illegal immigrants was struck from the measure that became law. So, illegal immigrants can get licenses, I guess. At least 9 states now allow such licenses. Civil libertarians warn that the push to make driver's licenses the gold standard for ID will only make it easier to steal someone's identity and will increase the value of counterfeit licenses, undermining the hopes that these steps will provide better security. The same idea across the country, even with a different logo for each of the 50 states, is a national ID card.
Yes,
they might
is.
Pretend it's not, but it is, says Bruce Steiner, a computer security expert and author of Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. Government officials say that the information for America's 190 million drivers is protected. Individual states maintain their own databases on driver's licenses, though all but 2 states allow motor vehicle administrations to share information about problem drivers through a national registry. Better technology should allow law enforcement to access more and faster data about drivers across state lines, too, said Betty Sirian, deputy Secretary for whatever bureaucrat. Still, that doesn't mean private information will be sold, stolen, or made public, bureaucrat said. Doesn't create a central database, though.
Shh, quiet down, you questioners. It's okay. You just accept your national ID card. That's what she's saying.
Right, absolutely. Right. The information you give us right now is confidential and private.
It's okay.
It's not any way compromised with this new legislation.
No, wait for the next legislation, though.
Always is. More legislation, fewer freedoms.
Yep, exactly.
So,
is that it?
That's it.
All right, so as the new rules come down the pipe, or as they're starting to propose the new rules, if we get wind of them, you know we're going to talk about it here on this show, because one of the things we're focused on, I mean, the number one thing we're focused on this show is your phone calls. I mean, if you call in, you can literally take control of the show. If you don't call in, we're going to talk about the stuff we want to talk about, and frankly, I think the number one concern facing America right now is making the government smaller. And there's a huge number of Americans out there that agree with that statement. They think that government should be smaller. But apparently they don't really understand what that means. They don't really have a concept of how intrusive government has gotten. They don't pay attention to stuff like this. And who can blame them? They're busy working and
stuff. Well, there's a lot of people out there, too, that also think that government isn't powerful enough. We haven't eliminated hunger. We should be taking more taxes away from the rich to feed the little starving children whose parents can't get jobs for themselves. So, you know, we should be...
Sure. There are people like that. You're right.
A lot of them, and it's scary.
I don't get it. Like, that is such an old school philosophy. It makes no sense. I look every day through the newspaper, and I see job after job after job after job. And they talk about unemployment? What in the hell? It's just
because
they don't want that job.
That's true.
You know?
Listen to that Psycho Network Air America for 5 minutes.
I've never done it. I don't know if I could handle it.
It'll drive you insane. It'll because they're, you know, they go back and forth between the news of them tanking and them doing well in certain markets. So it's like, who knows?
This is,
but it's scary because, I mean, if they start doing well, they're going to start, you know,
that
propagating
propaganda,
that
yeah.
nonsense. It's
yeah.
just nonsense.
It's probably worse than conservative talk radio. I mean, at least now and then they'll stand up for freedom in some aspect.
It is because it's very, you know, coming from somebody who, you know, for example, I'm against the war, you know, and there are a lot of libertarians out there who are against the war, and there's some pro-war libertarians, but for those of us who, you know, are into human rights, you know, us humanists out there, it's just, a lot of conservatives just come off very poorly as not caring, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Their money, they're about money, and they don't care about people, you know. And I can see easily how a Democrat could put that image off on a Republican conservative.
Sure.
And I think the problem is that radio Democrat mentality is very attractive to a lot of people who are trying to be more friendly and are kind of
caring.
Relaxed, caring, outgoing
right.
people.
People that want to help.
You know, people who are very altruistic. You know, they're attracted to that. And unfortunately, they're being duped.
Yes, they absolutely are. I mean, the Democrats are the worst enemy of poor people, as a matter of fact. 1-800-25... And conservatives are enemies of them as well. 1-800-259-9231. Our government on both sides is about the rich taking care of their buddies and punishing their enemies. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Snap, crackle, and pop. Hear that at breakfast, and it's... Hear it on the road, and it's... Hope you had your Wheaties, because if your spare doesn't have air, you're out of Lucky Charms, right? Nope. And I'll tell you why in 30 seconds flat. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Uh-oh, sounds like you just made shredded wheat of your tire. And you forgot to check the spare for air. What's better than Captain Crunch to the rescue? A zero-pressure tire made from polyurethane elastomer that has serial benefits, from convenience to safety. In most cars, a high-pressure spare sitting dangerously near a car's gas tank can act as a catalyst in rear impact collisions. A zero-pressure spare reduces the risk of explosion, while outperforming standard donut styles 40-1. one in mileage and maneuverability. And in the words of Tony the Tiger, that would be great. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jocelyn.
And Manwich.
The show you can literally take control of, bring up anything that might happen beyond your mind. Personal, political, whatever. Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us 24 hours a day on the bulletin board system. We've got over 250 users. We've got thousands of posts for you to check out.
The sun never sets on Free Talk Live.
That's true. And plus, we post our articles there as well. So if you hear us talking about something and we claim that we're reading it from the internet, we'll give you the link as well so you can check it out for yourself and make comments. And there's all kinds of good stuff there. So check it out, the bulletin board system, for free at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to the phones. As your calls come in, we go to them. That's what the show is about. Rod in Ohio, you're listening, and you're talking to Ian and Manwich and Johnson on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rod.
Hello, gentlemen. I apologize for not being more prepared. I actually called for another program, some information that I got from a friend of mine that there was a military information program on. However, since you have a free open format, I thought perhaps maybe I might share something with you that might be of interest to the veterans listening in your audience.
Sure, okay, absolutely.
I am a Vietnam War era veteran who Ooh. Served in Thailand.
Okay.
Two tours. And I believe I've contacted an Agent Orange-related disease.
You've contracted it?
I've contacted it, or, okay. or I've contracted. I should say contracted. And I have type 2 diabetes, and there's never been... I'm the first in generations of my family to ever have type 2 diabetes, and I didn't think much of it until about 3 years ago when I picked up a pamphlet that said, if you have type 2 diabetes, please call the VA. It may be related to Agent Orange.
Okay.
I did and found out that, to my surprise, that people who served in Thailand during the Vietnam War were ineligible for any health benefits or any compensation. Now,
wait, only in regards to Agent Orange or in regards to period? You can't get any sort of benefits.
Well, you can get some benefits. You can get some benefits, but not the compensation that the Vietnam veterans who served in Vietnam are receiving. So
sure, they don't want to blow open a whole new case where they look like jackasses.
So what I did is I did a little research on the Internet, and all this information is on the Internet. I found out that our government actually tested Agent Orange in Thailand prior to its use in Vietnam.
Okay.
In fact, they used Agent Orange and other defoliants in Thailand to clear the jungle area to build the military bases over there.
And so you believe you came in contact with it just by running patrols through the jungle or something?
Well, no, I was in the Air Force. But here's some other research that I found out. Agent Orange can seep in through the water supply.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know...
like on a military base or something?
On the military bases. And also, you know, the military bases over there would buy their produce, fresh produce, from local farmers. I found out on the Internet that the CIA... a.k.a. Air America, also flew spraying missions in the Golden Triangle area of Burma, Laos, and Thailand.
Doesn't it make you feel good to have served your country, Rod?
Well, yes, I'm glad I serve my country, but at times I feel like many of us have been deceived, and I think maybe even the soldiers today are being deceived.
Of course they are.
A lot of the veterans.
You don't think the military has changed its ways, do you?
Did you know that there are, well, let's say if you go in the military and if you are exposed to any chemicals or anything like that, you have no recourse against the military?
It figures. I mean, when you...
I was going to say, how do you feel about the use of depleted uranium now with today's soldiers?
Well, I think it's terrible. I really do. I think it's a travesty.
Now, you were a volunteer back in the NAM era, correct?
Right, absolutely.
So you signed up thinking that the military was, you were going to defend freedom, and you were going to serve your country, and all you ended up doing was getting infected. You got exposed. They basically lied to you, and probably in more ways than you could recount over the phone here with us. And did it leave you with a bit of a bitter taste in your mouth?
Well, I'm not bitter against our country. I'm kind of bitter towards some of the people who call the shots.
When you say, okay, I was going to say, when you say our country, do you mean the people or the government?
Certain aspects of the government.
Okay.
Certain aspects of the government. I think the government that we don't see or hear about. Kind of behind the scenes. I think it's called the shadow government.
Oh, come on, man. Now, I mean, that's paranoia, don't you think?
Well, anyway, what I wanted to mention to you is that apparently there's been an abnormally high number of Thai Vietnam veterans who have come down with type 2 diabetes.
So what are you going to do about it, Rod?
Well, there's an organization out of Chicago, Illinois, called the Thai Vietnam Veterans for Equity. Now,
what does that mean?
Well, I guess
they want money.
Are they going to sue the government?
They want equity with the Vietnam War veterans who served in Vietnam. And there is, unfortunately, like I said, I came on unprepared because I don't have the website.
Well, you've given us more than enough information, Rod. I mean, I'm sure anybody who, I mean, if you can do the research, anybody who's ever been to Google.com can do the research as well. So if
I have a question of opinion for you. A question of opinion.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel, after, you know, being involved in the Vietnam War and being involved with the people, do you feel like we are going to win this thing in Iraq? These people, you know, as far as, do you feel that we are going to succeed in bringing freedom to these people?
Well,
supposedly we're over there on a mission of liberation.
Well, supposedly. I think we're told one thing, but actually I think we're over there for different purposes.
Like what?
Well, I think to protect the oil interests of certain people in our government, also to expose our military to disease so they can bring it back.
What would be the purpose of exposing the military?
The purpose is there are members of our government that feel there are too many people in this world, especially baby boomers,
who
they'd like to eliminate as many baby boomers as possible.
What doesn't that seem to be like a bit of a roundabout way to... I mean, you're suggesting that they're doing this so that the military brings back a disease and spreads it. Wouldn't it be just easier to just kill people? Wouldn't it just be easier to just let out some sarin gas over top of a city or something like that?
Well,
or to target specific... Why do you have to go through this roundabout conspiracy process?
Well, because that would draw too much attention.
Dude, you made this claim about the shadow government a moment ago. All the things our government does is right out in the open. Just nobody pays attention to it. That's all, Rod. Rod, thanks for the call, man.
Maybe you need to
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. There's nothing sinister going on. They're doing it in the open. The news articles are there to be found. It's just that nobody's talking about it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones at 800-259-9231.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you.
Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us about anything. That's right. Just like our last caller, you can interrupt the show and bring up whatever it is that you want to. Now, I don't want to laugh at Rod or anything like that.
Well, don't you know what's going on here?
What's going on?
It's the UN population control operation. What they're trying to do is they're trying to limit the population so that there are less people, and they're going to turn all these people, they're going to turn them into slaves. Because the global elite, what they're going to do is they're going to use the life extension technology that's being developed so that they can live forever and enslave the human race. That's what their goal is.
It seems totally paranoid to me. I mean, what you just said, total, utter paranoia. Now, why would they want to get rid of people? Why, if indeed they wanted to turn us into slaves, why would they want to kill the slaves off?
Well, you know, it seems crazy to send people across the world to contract some disease when we've got the Center for Disease Control right in Atlanta. You know, it's something good. I mean, if they want to have a little accident, leave the window open,
sure.
You know, something really, really volatile to go floating out in the breeze.
The American people.
Bam! Everybody's dead.
And Rod made this claim that, again, if you just tuned in, Rod made the claim that the soldiers are getting diseases in Iraq so they can come back here and spread them amongst the populace. Total paranoia. I mean, and I asked the question, well, why go through all that hassle? Why not just give people in the country disease and let them spread it on their own? If indeed this is really something that's going on, why not do it the easy way? And he said, well, you have to keep it quiet. You have to keep it quiet. Well, the American people are so damn gullible.
It's what they're trying to say is, what all these conspiracy theorists are trying to say is, the government's got to do all these things quietly, otherwise there'd be revolution! What? Look what's happening right now. There's no revolution. Yeah. People just don't care.
Exactly. That was what I was going to say. It's in the public view. All of the horrible things our government is doing to people, whether they be the American citizens in regards to all the security that we have to go through and the destruction of our rights, or the absolute destruction of the people in Iraq, everything they're doing, all of the horrible anti-freedom practices on a daily basis are documented. And Americans just sit back, crack another brewski open and watch some Britney Spears on television or whatever. And even if there was something insidious and sinister going on, like he's suggesting, like
it
spreading disease. Well, even if, like, here'd be an easy way to do it. Everybody gets flu shots, right? Certain people get flu shots. It's a big deal. The government could just say, come on by. We're giving free flu shots out. And then they could inject people with this disease that Rod's all worried about. And then people start coming down with horrible maladies. And maybe someone would make the link. Hey, wait a minute. You've got this? I got a flu shot. You got a flu shot, too. That's a conspiracy. They all gave us flu shots, and that's where the disease came from.
And I then say they would, flu shots are a freaking conspiracy.
And then, the government could just say, oops, well, it looks like we gave you botulism instead. We're so sorry. And most Americans would say, I'm not sick. It doesn't matter. Let's have another beer.
You know, this is something that reminds me of something that good old Harry Brown was saying. He was talking about this book that's out, and I'm sure a lot of people and our listeners know about the Creature from Jekyll Island. And one of the things that is touted in the Creature from Jekyll
Thank
Island.
Thank God it's getting close to 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that's touted.
You did it now, buddy.
One of the things that's touted in that book is that, you know, all these bankers got together to secretly create the Federal Reserve. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there was a secret conspiracy or what the government is doing. It doesn't matter if there was conspiracy behind any of this stuff. What matters is the outcome. What matters is what happened. They're taking your freedoms away. Who cares if there's a conspiracy to take your freedoms away? They're taking your freedoms away!
Who cares if they go to Bohemian Grove and sacrifice satanic rituals or whatever? It doesn't matter.
What matters is what's happening to you directly. Do something about it.
Unfortunately, most Americans don't really feel like anything's happening to them. They still have their cars and their cell phones.
Perhaps whatever the motivation behind what's ever happening, that maybe that'll spur America into waking up.
It's like they're not, you know, people just don't seem like they're going to care until it's way too late.
And, you know, I feel sorry for Rod. He's kind of caught in the middle of it all. He joined the military back in the day. Under the auspices of he's going to serve his country and do something for freedom, which, of course, nothing like that ever happens when you join the military. You just get sent on wars that old men in Washington want you to go fight for them. As a matter of fact, our military has never fought for freedom in this entire history of the United States. The Revolutionary
I think one
War,
could make an argument for the War of 1812. I think there's an argument that could be made for the War of 1812.
For the most part, let's just say the 20th century then. Every single military operation in the 20th century, completely without warrant. So poor old Rod got duped into joining the military, and then on top of that, he discovers that there's a chance that he was exposed to some nasty, nasty chemical. Now, whether or not that he got his diabetes from Agent Orange, I don't know. And Rod probably will never know either. But that's one
I
of the things.
There's a pretty good chance that he did.
Sure. Yeah, that's one of the things Rod is absolutely correct about. The military does horrible, horrible things, not only to foreign populations, but to its own troops. And it's just another reason why, kids, if you're listening, don't join the military. There's no reason whatsoever in the world for you to join the military. There's no positive benefit that can come from it. I don't care about all the claims to discipline. I don't care about all that. You can get discipline on your damned own, and you will. Otherwise, you're going to end up in jail.
Join a dojo. Learn a martial art.
It'd be a hell of a lot. Learning a martial art would be so much better than joining the military. I tell you that. That's for damn sure. 1-800-259-9231. We're here for a few more moments if you've got a comment. You can dial in, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
Call in and give Skyler hell about Jekyll Island.
What, Mark?
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I've found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Whether it be political, personal, something you just want to get off your chest, you got a rant, you got an issue, an agenda you want to push, we'll let you do it for a little while. And then we might question you, but that's just how it is. 1-800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Johnson, he's not talking correctly into his microphone.
Oh,
there we go. All right, 800-259-9231, the remaining moments of the show. Don't forget to log on and check out the bulletin board system, because when this show's over, the conversation doesn't stop. There are hundreds of users, thousands of posts, plenty to do at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board system, all kinds of different topics. When we read an article here on the air, when we reference an article here, we post it on the bulletin board system. So you can check it out for yourself. You can comment on your own and get into arguments with our other listeners.
And us.
And us. So check that out at freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free and so, so easy to be a part of. Do we have any more comments on this whole military paranoid conspiracy situation thing?
Nope.
Because otherwise I'm going to tell you a quickie here about a woman who had admitted drinking 3 glasses of Listerine mouthwash.
3 glasses?
She had a blood alcohol content more than 3 times the legal limit when she was arrested for drunken driving last week.
You know, that's popular among a lot of homeless people. That's how they like to get drunk.
That's true. This woman, not homeless. There's a woman identified by Police Sergeant Mike somebody or other as 50-year-old so-and-so was arrested Sunday night and released on personal bond the next day. She was arraigned late next week on a misdemeanor charge of operating under the influence of liquor. Police also found an open bottle of Listerine in Rice's car and asked the county prosecutors to authorize a warrant charging her with having an open intoxicant in a motor vehicle. And apparently the prosecutor's office didn't want to talk about this. Rice showed signs of intoxication after her car rear-ended another vehicle on Sunday. She told police, apparently, that she had not consumed any alcohol. And also,
really fresh breath.
She also, she passed a breathalyzer test.
Did she really?
Yeah.
What? How the hell did she pass a breathalyzer
test? She did.
You cannot fake a breathalyzer test with mouthwash.
It
not
says
possible.
She passed the test. It doesn't mean the breathalyzer is working correctly.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just a faulty breathalyzer. Anyway, the cop said there was something that just wasn't quite right about her. She failed the second test using different equipment.
Yeah.
There you go. And under further questioning, admitted to drinking 3 glasses of Listerine earlier in the day, according
Imagine
to...
Imagine just sitting there sipping Listerine.
Ugh.
Yucky.
According to...
Over ice?
It really isn't that much more worse than alcohol, though.
I suppose.
According to Listerine manufacturer Pfizer Incorporated's website, original formula Listerine contains 26.9% alcohol, and of course that means it's, what, 50 proof? 52
proof? 27, 54 proof.
And apparently other varieties of Listerine contain 21.6% alcohol. So if you want to get yourself nice and snookered, go ahead and polish off half that bottle of Listerine. You'll be good to go.
A lot cheaper than regular liquor.
Minty fresh breath.
God.
Take that one to school, kids.
Gee whiz.
Unless you're drinking the original,
bad idea there.
The original, like, Golden Death flavor.
Oh, God. I can't believe they still have that stuff on the market. 1-800-2-
It used to be a hair tonic.
Really?
It was for your scalp.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Well, you can now because the show's over. But we'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And again, in the meantime, log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com. If you're tired...